Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm very excited about having our good friend John Deeney back on the show. John's one of our favorite Brain Trust members. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for many years, more than 8 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of Management Performance Network, which is an organization that's part of the that's associated with the TAB Boards organization. He is the top alternative board guys in the country, probably in the galaxy. He's the author of 103 Tips for Better Hiring, and 11 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About Selling Your Business. He's our good friend John Deeney. Welcome back.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me back
again. It's good to have you back. Always a pleasure. John, the small business owners, if you understand the evolution of a small business, the development of a small business, most of us start out when it's just us, just one person, and we do it all, we do everything, we know how to do all the jobs, and then we grow a little bit and we hire somebody, a part-timer, and then we put full-timer, and then some more full-time, and we still know how to do all the jobs, and eventually we kind of delegate, et cetera, et cetera. But at some point in time, as time goes by and as success, you know, leads on way after way, we are able to identify people who can take a little more responsibility. But
right.
but hopefully that leads to somebody becoming your number one person, your first sergeant or your chief of staff or whatever you want to call it, whatever term you'd want to use. We all need that, don't we?
We do. We do. And the problem with small business owners is we so seldom know how to structure that position.
There's a structure?
Okay.
I thought you just said, of course, as you know, most of us, it's when that happens, usually it's not even something that's ever even talked about. The person just assumes the position.
There's a lot of truth in that.
Not even a title.
Even in larger companies, and you know I've got a history in small companies, the biggest business I've ever owned was about 115 employees. But I've always had a rule about raising somebody to a position over their peers. And that is, and I tell them this, when they're saying, gee, I think I could be a manager or I could be a supervisor, and I say, I will give you that title and that responsibility on the day that I think all your peers will hear the announcement, shrug their shoulders, and say, well, yes, of course.
Well, duh.
Yeah. He's already doing that, or she's already doing that.
Right.
Yeah. Well, most of us get a second in command. Of course, there's one very easy time in your business to choose your second in command. That's when you only have one employee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is your second in command, whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, you're dealing with some human dynamics about putting a person in that position. But the most important human dynamic is you. You know, we see a lot of people with the title of a second in command title, a COO, mm-hmm. or general manager, but they don't really function in that role.
They've just sort of evolved into that role, haven't they? Even if they're not even qualified or not even doing the job properly.
Not qualified is one thing, but that delineated is the other one, where the second in command is really some sort of glorified executive assistant,
mm-hmm.
and their job is just to catch what the boss doesn't have time
right.
to do.
Right. So you're saying a lot of small business owners don't really develop the true second in command assignment.
No, they
it happens. It happens through just by neglect, just by showing up.
Yeah, and I've been as guilty as everyone else. I mean, for many years, small business owners would say, what should I delegate to my second in command? And my answer always was, well, whatever you don't want to do.
Right.
You know, their job by default becomes what you don't want to have in your job description.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a start. But the real question is, what do you want to do best?
Mm-hmm.
Or what do you do best? What do you want to do most as a business owner? So we all built our businesses based upon...
John, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. John, give us your website before we go.
Most of it is all contained in mtninc.com.
M-T-N.
M-P-N-I-N-C.com.
All right, stand by, folks. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk some more about your second in command after these messages with our good friend John Deeney, 20 Till. Here's the Atlanta Rhythm section to take us out.
New York, well, New York's fine, but it ain't dope.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.